something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Communion of the Spirit.
Hallelujah. Jesus came into this world, being born of a virgin, a miracle of miracles, a scientific miracle, a miracle of miracles, because it is not possible that a woman should have a child. Without a man, it is not possible. But God already gave that prophecy in the garden, because he said, the seed of the woman shall bruise the head of the serpent. And the woman does not have seed. And God said, the seed of the woman will bruise the head of a serpent. From then, Satan knew he had to look for someone that would be born of a virgin, because it was going to be the seed of a woman. A woman cannot have seed, but God said a woman will have seed and give birth to the one who will defeat Satan. And Jesus was born of a virgin. And the reason he had to be born of a virgin was because the Bible says, due to the transgression of Adam, he says, all have sinned. All have sinned. So there was no man who could have become the father of Jesus Christ, the father of the Redeemer, the father of the Messiah. That was not possible. It had to come through the seed of a woman. And because a woman could not have seed, God spoke his word. And his word became the seed. St. Luke chapter 8, verse 11. Read it, everybody. One, two, go. One more time. Amen. The word of God is seed. The word of God is the seed of God. The seed is a life-giving principle. The word of God is God's seed. Hallelujah. So he says in 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 14, he says, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you. All right? And I said that we can only have fellowship with the Father and with the Son through the Holy Spirit. And this is so important, through the Holy Spirit. And yesterday, I gave you three words coming from that same apparent word, koinonia. Okay? And these three words were One, fellowship. Two, partnership. And three,
distribution.
You know, fellowship gives birth to partnership. And partnership gives birth to distribution. If you have fellowship with the Holy Spirit, if you recognize the Holy Spirit, if you have fellowship with Him, I'm not talking about only speaking in tongues. I'm talking about recognizing Him as a person and living with Him as a person, walking with Him as a person. He will bring you into partnership with Himself. Fellowshipping with the Holy Spirit brings you into partnership with Him. It's so important that you learn this. If you recognize the Holy Spirit in your life, you'll be amazed at what will happen in your home, in your job, in your finances, everything that concerns you. He says, "Thou wilt perfect that which concerneth me." He perfects everything that concerns me. Hallelujah. Say it with me. Thou wilt perfect that which concerneth me. Yeah, that's His work. He perfects everything that concerns you. There are things you don't know about, but He knows. There are things that concern you. As we are here now, there are things somewhere in the world that concern you. You don't know nothing about them, but the Holy Ghost knows. And He's working on stuff for your good. Hallelujah. But you see, that's when you are in fellowship with Him. Then you can play your part. Let me show you something from the Bible. Now, let's say it again. I told you, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit brings us into what? Partnership. Which produces what? Distribution. Okay. Let's look at something. Genesis chapter 17. Genesis, book of Genesis chapter 17. And I'm going to read to you from verse 1. I want you to notice this. And when Abram was his name before God changed it to Abraham. So he says, and when Abram was 99 years old. That was pretty old, right? When Abram was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. Look at this. This is remarkable. Look at it. It says, and when Abram was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. He actually said, walk in my face. Walk in my face and be perfect. Walk before me. And the word that was translated there into before doesn't exist. There was nothing there. Which means, they had to connect the words. They had to connect the words to make some sense. I want to show you the exact construction that was there. Turn to chapter 5. Before Abraham was ever born, because this is, you're reading chapter 17. Now we're going many chapters back to chapter 5. Let's see something else there. Verse 22. And Enoch walked with, not before. He walked with God. This is what God was saying to Abraham. He said, walk with me. Walk in my face. Walk with me. So, and Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters 23. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years, 24. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. He was not. It says he was not. And, you know, when you read it like that, you may not understand. And God knew that there would be those who would not understand that. So he had to connect it for us in the New Testament. Hebrews chapter 5. Look at verse 5. By faith. You see, you walk with God by faith. By faith, Enoch was translated. That's the meaning of he was not. Now, when you read that Genesis chapter 5 and keep reading before and after, you'll find everyone else, he would say, and he died. After telling us how many years he lived, he'll say, and he died, and he died. When he got to Enoch, he says, he was not. What's the meaning he was not? The full rendering is he was not found. They couldn't find him. Why? Because of this. Go back there. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Somebody say hallelujah. He was translated. He was transferred from this world. Oh, glory to God. You want to know the kind of man that Enoch was? You read the book of Jude. Enoch was a prophet.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh, Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 090-296-927-94. Or participate in our online church at www.christembassybeninzone1.org on Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org.